Shalom Aleichem, it is Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we are in our second day of learning Megillah together in the Mishnah Yomi. We're in chapter 1, Mishnah Gimel. Ezu hi ir gedola, which is a big city. Yesterday we talked about the big cities versus the villages, and the people from villages would come into the bigger cities to hear the Megillah, even if that meant coming early on the market day. So what's a big city? Kol sheyesh ba asara batlanim, one that has 10 men who are butl, who are sitting around. Now, the Bartner explains they're being paid to sit in the Beit Knesset, in the synagogue, in the Beis Medrash, to make sure there's a minyan available for all of the tefillot. They're also, it's sort of a kolel type of idea where the townspeople are paying men to learn and to be available to daven and be available for communal needs. So a city big enough to support 10 men to learn and daven is big. Pahot mikan, but if not big enough to support them, hare ze kfar. It's a village. So you understand, a city that has 10 men learning all day, they probably also have a Megillah, and some of these guys are able to read the Megillah on behalf of the community, so this is big enough they wouldn't have to go into the cities. So you see that big doesn't depend on population. It depends on the ability to support Torah learning in your community. That's what makes your community great. The Mishnah continues, Be'elu, on these days for reading Megillah, Amru Makdimim Vlom Achim. The city could read the Megillah early, but not later. Avol Zman Atzei Kohanim, but the time of the wood offering that we referenced in the last chapter of Tiny, that there were special days where families would bring wood, celebrating the bringing of firewood when the temple was re-inaugurated after the Babylonian exile, also celebrating instances where the Jews snuck firewood and Bikurim past the Greeks and Romans to celebrate in the temple, those mitzvot. So we reference this. So that one, the Tisha B'Av, and the fast of Tisha B'Av, the Chagiga, and bringing the carbon Chagiga, this is a private offering that every Jew needs to bring when he comes to make pilgrimage, when he's Ole Regel to Jerusalem during the holiday, the Hakhel. And Hakhel is the assembly. These days, Me'acharin V'lo Makdimin. We do it later, not earlier. Meaning, if this day falls on a Shabbos, we don't do it on Friday, we will delay it until Sunday. So that's why you have a fast of Tisha B'Av when it falls on Shabbat. We actually do the fast on Sunday, when the first day of a Yom Tov is also Shabbat. So Baruch Hashem, that's tonight. So then the Chagiga, the carbon is not brought. It's a private offering, not a public offering. It's not brought on Shabbat, but it will be brought over the next 6 days of the holiday. Though you have all 6 days for Tashlumin to bring the carbon Chagiga and the Olatria also. And Hakel is the assembly. Now that's just the king reading the Sefer Torah. Now we just had this last week in Vayelech, in Devarim chapter 31, we talked about the king reading from the Torah in the temple in front of everybody. So why can't we do that on Shabbat? He's just reading from a Sefer Torah that's already there in the temple. There's an amazing thing here, because it says by Hakel, the mitzvah is to bring anashim, nashim, v'taf, the men, women, and children, even taf, even babies, even infants, which have to be carried. And you can't carry them on Shabbat in a public domain, as we learned in Masechet Shabbat. So in the interest of having small children come and see and hear the king read the Torah, we're going to delay it until after Shabbat, until Sunday. It reminds us the importance that our sages stress on showing the children the joy and the beauty of learning Torah. So the Mishnah continues about what happens when the Megillah is read beforehand. Afal pisha amru makdim ilu ma'achrin, even though you could read the Megillah early, but not later. So even if you have to read it early, that day, mutarin behesped v'tainit matanot levyonim. So even though you're reading Megillah that day, if somebody had a reason to make a eulogy on a loved one or to fast, for instance, they saw a bad dream, they want to fast to get rid of the consequences of that dream, they could do so. And Matanot Levyonim, even if they're reading the Megillah early on the 11th or 12th or 13th of Adar, they can still do the Matanot Levyonim on that same day. Amar Yehuda, Ematai, when does this apply? Makom Shenichnosin B'Sheni Chamishi. This is when these villages go into the large cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Remember, it's market day and it's court in session day. So that's when they can go in early and get a Megillah and get some guys together and read the Megillah then early. A place where the villagers don't go into the bigger cities, not on Mondays, not on Thursdays. You don't read it early, only on time. After all, as we said in the first Mishnah, the point of doing it early was a convenience to allow the people in the villages where they might not have a Megillah or people know how to read the Megillah to go into the city where they can find these things on the same day they're going in for market or court purposes also. Let's go into Mishnah Dalet. Karu et Megillah ba'Adar Rishon. They read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Vinit Obra Hashanah. And then they added a month to the year. And if we add a month to the year, a Jewish leap year always has two Adars. Now, this can't happen in present time because we have a fixed calendar, but back then, when they were debating whether to add a month, they were Mekadesh the Chodesh by witness testimony about the moon, and they could debate. They would have a debate every year. Should we add an extra month this year? Because the idea is you want Pesach to fall in the spring. So it's still snowing out and it's freezing cold. You might want to add a month so Pesach will be in the spring. So if this happens, they added a month after the 14th of Adar, Korin Otah Adar Sheni. You have to go back and do Megillah again in Adar Sheni. The real Adar, we'll see, is the Adar closest to Pesach. Ein bein Adar Rishon la'Adar Sheni. There's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar. Ele kriyat ha-Megillah matchanot le'evyonim. Meaning, on both the first Adar and the second Adar, we don't allow fasting and eulogizing on the 14th and 15th. That's considered Purim Katan. It's a little bit like Purim's coming on both months. But in the second month, the month closest to Pesach, that's when it's required to read the Megillah and give the gifts to the poor. Yashar Koach, wishing everyone Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, a good Geben Shtiyar, a wonderful Rosh Hashanah.